Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
9-1-0-2-5 at Roger and JP on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So tomorrow,
Siete de Mayo. What are we more?
Tomorrow is. Oh, what would it be?
More salsa.
Siete
more
de Mayo.
More pineapple salsa.
Excuse me.
Is it the official?
No.
Pineapple salsa day?
Or no, that was yesterday. Day? I mean, that was really yesterday. That was actually the second half of yesterday. It was a pineapple salsa day, clearly denoted on the calendar. And if you didn't celebrate it, you should. Newman's pineapple salsa, number one. No, I was just going to say tomorrow will be Brettless because he's taking a little time and a little him and wifey time.
That's
very,
right.
Very nice.
My wife's aunt is coming into town and staying with us, and we have so much room in our two-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, well, just, you know,
anybody wants to come on over and just stay for 3 days. So sure.
Is that the same aunt that stiffed me when I was asked to get her tickets for Trans-Siberian Orchestra and she decided to not show up?
Yeah, I mean, it is her. Yeah. I mean, she did. You were going to be there anyway. And
right, but I had to get the tickets.
This was probably 5 years ago.
I had to get the tickets for it.
Right, you did.
I just listen. I just wanted to know if it was the same man.
Yeah,
that's all.
Yeah.
Not harboring.
How about you just ask for her name and then next?
I wouldn't remember the name.
Right.
But you remember that she didn't get tickets or whatever.
I remember that
she didn't.
I was asked. I was asked to get tickets for his wife's aunt for Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and I sat and I waited in the lobby, and she was a no-show.
That sounds like a pain in the butt.
So, but you know. I'm past it.
Totally. I could tell.
Yeah. Well, I am. I'm past it. Oh, I just wanted to know if it was the same person.
You know what's coincidental is that event happened 5 years after to the day of the anniversary of the day that I got JP hockey tickets and they happened to be up by the lights. And the good thing is he's forgotten that as well.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
About that.
Yeah.
I have forgotten that.
You
it's weird how
everything.
That happened, like within 5 years of each other to the day.
You have a whole, in my head, you have a whole like 50 million file cabinets in your head and
you
they
know,
all have folders of all the alphabetical.
It's funny that you say that now. Let's get back to that because like obviously Roger wanted to talk about
I was thinking, you know, Brett and anybody who has younger kids, I mean, you guys know what it's been like for like at least the last year where you run a schedule, nothing else works for free time,
right?
And now all of a sudden there's this thing where these two have like a free moment tomorrow,
right? First time in a month since we last threw axes together for our anniversary a little over a month ago. So this will be the first alone time.
And that was the first thing in mud axe throwing.
I mean, forgive me for remembering this, but that was the night she kicked your ass in the axe throwing.
It was close games. It wasn't kicking ass. It was beating by 1 point in two of the three games.
Let's accurately report, JP. Let's get accurate.
Come on. Sorry. So let me rephrase it.
Yes.
That was the night. She beat you
correct.
In axe throwing.
Yes,
okay. But only by that much.
Yes.
So are you not rebounding with more competitionness?
No, we're going to do
you're going the opposite.
We're doing the complete opposite and getting a couples massages, which we had planned a year ago in March. But then something happened and where the places were closed and nobody could do anything. We had to stay home. So that, you know, that gift certificate that we had. Because of COVID, we had to, it's expired. They extended it and extended the gift certificate to the end of the month.
Okay.
So we're doing that tomorrow. So her aunt is staying with us, but our son Jason has school, so that's good. Mm. So he's gone and she's going to go visit some friends during the day. So if I didn't take off, I would have to walk past her in the morning and make a lot of, she's going to be sleeping in the living room.
Right.
So as I'm getting ready for work and all that stuff with the cat and whatever. So I said, you know, just take the day off. She took the day off. We're going to get a couple's massage around this time tomorrow. So just think of me naked on the table tomorrow at this time getting massaged.
Can I think of that tonight?
Oiled up. You can think of it anytime you want.
Okay.
I'm giving you a heads up either way.
Thank
whenever you.
You
choose to think about it.
All right.
If I were you.
Yeah.
If I were you, after the massage,
yeah.
When you're nice and loose and limber.
Yeah.
I'd go for the rematch.
Right away.
I'd go for the rematch.
We're loose.
I'd go
oiled up.
I would go for the axe throwing rematch.
Yeah.
You gotta redeem yourself, bro.
I mean, how often, with times,
what'd you say?
I don't think it bothers Brett like it bothers you.
No.
I really don't.
How do you, I mean, I mean,
Brett, go for a solo session in between, by the way. Don't let her know you went with on the side to like throw a few extra axes, then take her like 2 days later. You'll be all ready.
So prior to the massage, go to axe throwing, just like a little practice session.
Yeah.
Get nice and loose with the massage. As we're all oiled up afterwards, instead of going to lunch, let's go axe throwing again.
Good. It was so much fun, honey.
If I had to guess, you're going to shower up after the massage. The place has showers,
possibly.
Right?
So I've never been to this particular establishment.
You get said oil off you. You still got the rest of the day ahead of you. Say, you know what? Why don't we try that axe throwing again?
Uh-huh.
You know, it was close last time. Let's see what happens.
She was thinking when he said, why don't we something romantic? And then he says, actually.
How are they going to be romantic? The they got the aunt living in the living room. What romantic?
Well, she's going to be away tomorrow at that particular time. She's going to go visit friends during the day.
Okay.
So that part will be all right.
All right. So listen, that's.
You're right. It's ruining everything.
I feel like.
How are you going to be romantic? You got the aunt living in the living room.
I forget that you have the. You need a little of the Mamba mentality is what you need.
What's that?
A little Mamba mentality.
Lay it on me. What do you got?
Kobe Bryant was a great axe thrower.
Kobe Bryant was a great winner.
Uh-huh.
And he had the Mamba mentality.
Right.
And it was all about you have to win. Winning. You
I didn't try not to win.
I think what I'm saying is you need to redeem yourself. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know? If you want us to continue thinking of you as the axe throwing loser, well then go right ahead and continue doing what you're doing.
I think this is remember that night of him having a nice fun night with his wife.
We did.
And that's what I think of.
Yeah, because that's the way you remember things. Roger and I are like sitting here like, I can't even believe we still have this guy working with us.
Was he not fired?
How is he not canceled already? Why is this guy still working with us?
Wussy little bitch. How do we stare at him every day?
In the job descriptions, like, do you do great production? Do you do great voices?
Check, right?
Do you make sure you beat your wife's ass when it comes to axe throwing? If you could say yes to all of those, then you're our guy.
I wrote N/A, not applicable to that particular slot. Sorry about that. Sorry to let you guys down.
Your ad says, us, fun show, you, axe throwing ass kicker.
Right. With great production skills, voice is a plus.
Yeah. Must know Adobe.
Right.
Guys, I mean everything except for the axe throwing.
What a loser.
Right. You don't qualify.
Next!
Get out of here!
There's a line a mile long behind you will kick their asses, wives, at axe throwing all the time and have no problem with it. You don't make the cut.
It's like that guy that goes in and tries out for the band. He plays one note. They're like, next.
So,
did you ever watch the video? I think it was part of that Some Kind of Monster when Metallica started interviewing, started taking in bass players, trying out bass players, and then just like next.
So sad.
The guy would tune out. Next.
We don't have time. His bass isn't good enough quality. We can tell he's not that. Pro a guy, he doesn't have the right guitar. There's all sorts of reasons.
His
I guess
bass has goofy little lights on it. Next,
right. Brett, is there a chance that you guys come home from say a day of being out and dinner and all that stuff, and the aunt, maybe the aunt's sleeping on the couch? Is there a chance her little sheet moves and she's sitting there in a little nightgown or something? Is this ever a thing? Or
well, as we come home from the massage,
is that going to be like?
I hope not.
Where
that
she's
would be
uncomfortable because it's like her personal bedroom is in the middle of your public space.
Yeah, I hope not.
How long is she staying with?
3 days.
Okay, that's not bad.
That's three nights of possibilities.
Yeah, so Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and then leaves on Mother's Day Sunday.
How old is she?
She is in her early 60s, but a young, young early 60s.
Oh, a young 60. A fetching 60.
Yeah. Not, you know, she's not an old, you know, not like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Like a Monica, in my nightgown.
Like a Monica 50.
A Monica 50, but in her 60s.
Okay.
And not Mexican.
So and she's really tall.
And like really tall. No, but height-wise, maybe just a little bit bigger than you. Just a little bit. Not too much.
Were you guys close? I mean, because when I think of my aunt visiting,
yes.
Totally. Okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. She likes moving. So she moved back to us for pretty much since my son was born, purposely to, like, be there.
To be around?
To be around. Mm. And you know, that was about 10 years, and now she has moved to South Carolina. She's lived in Pennsylvania, Florida.
Wow. She married? She's single?
She is a single.
Okay. So she picks up and does what she wants
when she wants.
That's
right.
Wow.
Just her and her dog.
That's some kind of life right there.
That's my future.
It's a Monica life.
Yeah.
You and your cats moving around. It sounds like you've already done it.
You've been there, yeah.
So it looks like you're due for...
That's my future. I'm okay with that. Can I stay on your couch when I'm city?
Of course. Please. You can stay in Jason's bedroom because you guys are so so tight already well, that well, it's like then. You're going to be married.
You know
so
what?
Listen.
I'd prefer to, you know what I prefer? I'd prefer to stay on the couch and have Jason, when he walks in the living room, and have the sheet slip just a little bit.
Okay.
He's laying in bed all night. Should I go out there? What should I do?
Did I ever,
she looks good tonight.
Did I ever tell you the time we came, like...
What did the Holder Hands during Teen Titans go, but I couldn't?
We were on vacation, and Nicole's aunt, who's older, lives in Cabo San Lucas. I told you about it. She's the one that built that bed and breakfast place. I told you about her, Raj. Mm. She was in Cabo. She's single, by herself, moved to Cabo San Lucas, was living down there, ends up building a bed and breakfast. She's very wealthy. And she's back at the hotel that Nicole and I are staying at. And she's wearing a cover-up or whatever it is. And she's on the couch and she falls asleep. But she's got, no drawers on.
Oh, no.
And before
like
you
really
know,
small
and
bottoms?
No, she's wearing, like, a coverall. Like, a cover-up. Like a,
oh, and she's literally like, wearing nothing on the bottom?
Nothing on the bottom. Ooh. And all of a sudden, she, like, kind of fell asleep on the couch. And it was, like, full snooch. Boom.
Oh, no.
And at the time, she had to be close to 80.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Hot.
Damn, had to be close to 80.
What do you do?
Brett, if you're lucky.
I hope, yeah.
You don't really say much in the moment, and you tell your wife about it.
Did you guys walk by her and, like, go to the kitchen and make noise in the kitchen so she wakes up without you standing there looking at her?
Like, no. Like
drop a pot. She wakes up and realizes she's visible to the world?
No.
In
her defense, she's such a free spirit. She wouldn't she wouldn't have budged.
This is me. Look.
Anybody
away,
get an eyeful?
Right.
Did you like it?
Ew.
There's only one time I saw a completely naked old woman, and it was the weirdest thing. I was getting my mail at an apartment. I had a basement apartment, so the old lady lived upstairs, and me and my buddy split the apartment downstairs when I first started in radio. And I went up to get the mail from the mailbox, which was right by the front steps, right by the front door, like you'd expect. And above it was a window looking into her upstairs. And she was very old. And for whatever reason, with the window open, maybe summertime, whatever, I get the mail and it's right there and it's open through the apartment, through her upstairs of her house. The bathroom door is open and she's sitting on the toilet completely naked, completely naked. Every other time I saw her, she's wearing like nightgown, house coat, because she was elderly. She's in the house all the time. She never really got out of that kind of. She was completely stark naked,
Soggy.
She looked up, and I was like, it was just coincidental. And I looked, I got the mail, and I had to go. I've never seen an older person that naked in my life.
But honestly,
but in that moment, it was just so tough.
Even if
I felt so wrong
at that point.
I felt so wrong.
At that point, even if she's hot. That sucks. Because if you ever
you look like a creeper.
Not even that you look like a creeper. Even if you wanted to use naked her for, alone time later on, you can't because you got her sitting on the bowl.
Yeah, no, that's anti.
Exactly. That's a wiener shrinker right there.
Even if she
is.
Wasn't on the bowl, she was standing and walking. Listen, it's, it was not a good situation.
No, what I'm saying is even if she was hot, it's wrecked because she's on the bowl.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, you can't unsee that.
That's the worst.
No, my buddy Alphonse always said the same thing. He's like, anytime you ever think some girl is out of your league, just picture her on the bowl. And it's the great equalizer.
But, I mean, then does that ruin your
chances? Monica, you done yet?
No.
The courtesy flush.
That ruins your, if you think she's hot. And you feel like you can't ask her out, and then you picture taking or sitting down. Which, by the way, as a girl, sitting down could mean pee.
I understand.
Of course.
You don't want to ask her out anymore because then you have that visual in your head.
No, his whole thing is just like it's the great equalizer. So don't if you think she's too hot and she's out of your league, just remember she does exactly what you do, and she's gross too.
See, it's the opposite for me anyway. I'm about for girls, but for me, where it's like I don't ever want to picture a guy I'm attracted to ever doing that. Like ever. Like it's I don't know what you're doing when. Yeah, just it's I don't know.
I'm sorry, Frico Suave is on line one. We haven't heard from Frico in a little while. Oh. Hello, Frico.
What's going on, guys and Monica?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm living the dream. Don't know whose it is, but I'm living it. I have a quick story for y'all about the first time I saw a naked old woman by accident.
Okay.
And I think it set the course of my life, if you catch what I'm saying.
Gotcha.
My sister was in high she was a senior and I was a freshman, and it was homecoming season, and she was going to buy a dress at one of these stores down here in South Tampa, and it has these saloon-style doors throughout the entire store. Well, we had been there for like an hour and a half already, and I had to pee, so I went to go look for the bathroom. Well, like I said, every door in there is saloon-style. I didn't realize that I walked into a dressing room, and lo and behold, a rather older woman, my grandmother's age at the time, stark naked. She screamed, I screamed, she screamed even louder, and I screamed even louder, and I ran out.
Oh my God. Yeah. full frontal, everything?
Full frontal, and not to mention that there was round-the-wall mirror, so I saw everything.
Oh no, every angle. Sounds like you hung out for a second or two.
No, I was just in shock. It was awful.
You couldn't look away. Everywhere you looked, there was a mirror.
Do you honestly think there is a shot that maybe that sent you on your direction?
Oh, my God.
No, I don't think that alone. I think that genetics plays a lot with that, but that certainly didn't help.
Okay.
That didn't turn you? Mm.
If there was any question that they confirmed it.
Yeah.
Right. How old were you? You said you were a junior?
I was a freshman in high school, and this woman, I mean, she was like my grandmother's, she was my grandmother's age, and gravity hit her hard with a vengeance.
Did you know you were gay at that point in your life?
Oh, I knew I was gay my whole life, but going to private Catholic school, I was always, trying to change it. I didn't come out until I was like 20.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Four pregnancy scares later.
Ooh. Four pregnancy scares later?
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
You couldn't wear a condom?
I was.
Oh.
You were?
Oh, freako.
Then somebody was poking holes in something.
Maybe he's just potent.
Because that's crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, freako, go ahead.
No, I was just saying it was great talking to you guys. I miss you guys. Yeah. I haven't been able to call in very much, but I listen every day while I'm working.
How's the law business going? You doing well? Things are good?
The law business is great.
Your phone's breaking up.
Phone business not so good.
All right, we'll talk to you soon, Freako.
Thanks, buddy. Freako Suave, everybody. He's been calling us since day one. Good guy. All right, we're Roger and JP. It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Take those naked lady memories and just keep right in your head all day. Beautiful. At Roger and JP on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Like us and follow us there if you want to make comments if you can't call in. Coming up in 18 minutes will be another Bone Bonus keyword for $1,000. And then at 12:15, Dead Guy in the Envelope, you try to solve the dead celebrity to win the prize from the Bone Prize Stash.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.